Today's theme is, who is the king? Who is the king you imagine? The Philippines, there is a king? No. In South Africa, there is a king? No. In Australia? No.
King Charles?
Yes.
Please.
King Charles?
Yes, that's right.
King Charles III? There are various kinds of king in the world. The first, King Charles III, as you know, yeah? This is real king. And another kind of king is King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley. And King of Pop is Michael Jackson. And do you like soccer? You know King of Soccer? Pele. Person, you know him?
No.
Ah.
Heard.
Avid, you know him? No.
Brazilian.
Yeah, you should. All right. So what kind of king is Jesus? This is the main theme of today's sermon. Picture the scene. Jesus enters Jerusalem, riding not on a majestic war horse, but on a humble donkey. The crowds wave palm branches and shout, Hosanna! Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Yet within days, these same voices will cry, Crucify him. This stark contrast reveals something profound about the nature of Christ's kingship. In Philippians chapter 2, Paul describes Jesus' remarkable journey, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant. This passage reveals the heart of Jesus' kingship, one defined not by power and privilege, but by humility and sacrifice. Jesus came to earth as a king, but a different kind of king than anyone expected. His disciples followed him for 3 years, yet even they misunderstood what kind of rulers he would be. They anticipated a powerful warrior who would overthrow Roman oppression and restore Israel's glory. They expected positions of honor in his coming kingdom, dreaming of reward and recognition. When Jesus entered Jerusalem the first Palm Sunday, the crowds shared these expectations. They saw his miracles, heard his teachings, and believed he might be their long-awaited Messiah. Their Hosanna cries were not just praise, but pleas for salvation, political and national salvation from their oppressors. But Jesus came as a king who turned worldly power upside down. While earthly kings demand service, Jesus came to serve. While worldly rulers seek comfort and luxury, Jesus had no place to lay his head. While powerful leaders protect themselves at all costs, Jesus willingly walked toward his suffering. As Jesus rode that donkey into Jerusalem, He knew exactly what awaited him. He understood that the same voices shouting his praises would soon demand his execution. What must he have felt? Knowing the instability of human devotion, what courage it took to proceed with his mission of love when betrayal appeared so near. This brings us to an important question. Who is the King Jesus you are expecting? Who is the King Jesus you are expecting? Unlike those first century witnesses, we have the privilege of knowing the full story already. We understand that the cross was not a tragedy, but a triumph. We recognize that Christ's humiliation led to his exaltation. As Paul continues in Philippians, therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord. This week is Holy Week. This climax of Jesus' story will unfold before us. There will be pain. There may be tears as we witness our Savior's suffering. But let us spend this sacred week with hearts wide open, ready to encounter the depth of His love displayed on the cross. I encourage you to make time this week to walk with Jesus through these final days. If you are available, please attend our Holy Week services. Read the gospel accounts. Reflect on the price paid for your salvation. Allow yourself to feel the weight of His sacrifice. We walk this path knowing what is coming. We move through the darkness knowing light awaits on the other side. The King who chose a cross over a crown will rise victorious over sin and death. So as we enter this most sacred week, let us not merely observe, but participate. Let us examine our own expectation of Jesus. Do we want a King who offers comfort and convenience? Or will we embrace the servant King who calls us to follow His example of sacrificial love? The King who rode into Jerusalem on a donkey invites us to follow Him all the way to the cross and beyond. Let us ready our hearts to encounter His suffering, death, and glorious resurrection. For this is how we come to know who Jesus the King truly is. Not just a King we imagine, but the King who gave everything for love of us. Let us welcome Him anew and prepare our hearts for the glorious resurrection that is to come. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, as we journey with you through this holy week. Open our hearts to witness your suffering and sacrifice. Transform our expectations of kingship through your example of selfless love. Prepare us to encounter your death and rejoice in your resurrection, that we might follow you more faithfully. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
So we are going to sing.